Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm on the phone right now with a band from Greensboro, North Carolina. Who do I have on the phone with me right now?
Daddy Issues. Hey, Matt. Daddy Issues. What's up?
That's right. And can you guys introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Hannah. I'm the drummer. I'm Lauren. I'm the singer.
I'm Lindsay. I play guitar.
I'm Maddie. I play bass.
and you guys are playing this coming Thursday at Tiernanogue in downtown Raleigh. That's this Thursday, February the 5th.
Yay!
Yes. And it's I believe it's a local band, Local Beer Night.
It is,
yes, with Seagulls and Midnight Plus One.
Yeah, and that's at 9:30 p.m., I believe.
That is correct.
Well, first off, I wanted to ask you, have your parents heard the song So Hard?
I'm pretty sure that mine have heard it, but they haven't said anything about it. No controversy. My mom hasn't listened to any of our songs. I don't let her.
Oh, you don't let her?
No, I'm just joking. No one in my conservative Christian family has said anything about our overly explicit sexual lyrics to me.
It seems like that song So Hard is kind of taken off. It's like your hit song, right?
Yeah, I guess you could probably say that. It was our first official single release, and it seems to be the one that's getting the most sort of, like, play on internet sources and such. So, yeah, you could say it's our first hit song.
Is it your free bird? Are people going to be yelling for it, like, 20 years from now when you do a reunion show?
Yeah, hopefully people will be screaming our songs at everyone else's shows that ever plays music ever.
Oh, yeah. You're about to come out with a new EP, is that correct?
Yes, on Valentine's Day. It's called Double Loser, and So Hard is on it.
And that's on Negative Fun Records.
Yeah, it's a joint release with Negative Fun and Egg Hunt Records out of Virginia.
Are you having a release party for that one as well?
We sure are. We're doing a release party in Greensboro on Valentine's Day with Free Clinic, Towers, and Totally Slow. It's going to be super fun.
Can you hear any music in the background?
I cannot.
Yeah, we're at the house where we practice, and there's currently a punk show happening about 30 feet below us, so we're concentrating on you real hard.
Yeah, I can't even, I can't hear it, actually, so.
Okay.
Must be good acoustics there. Well, you guys did a kind of like a little mini tour recently, didn't you?
We did. We went up north for the first time. We went to Richmond, Virginia, and we did two shows in New York, and then we played in Baltimore, and they were all super, super fun, and we played with a bunch of good bands.
And what was it like playing in New York?
It was awesome. We've never done that before, and we thought we were kind of, like, afraid of the parking situation, but it was all really smooth and easy. We have, like, I don't know, it turns out we have a lot of friends who live there, so we had a bunch of people that we hadn't seen in, like, years and years at our shows. It was super cool.
Yeah, all of us had really good friends that we hadn't seen in a long time that sort of showed up at all of our shows. Really, it was great.
Yeah, it was really special.
So you didn't really feel like strangers in a big city?
No, not at all.
We felt right at home.
Well, that's great. Well, where did you play out in New York City?
We played at a cake shop on Saturday night, and then on Sunday afternoon we played at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn, which was really amazing.
So what is a cake shop like? I keep hearing about this place, but I've never been there.
It's an older sort of venue, live music venue. It's one of the last sort of old punk venues in Manhattan, actually. And they have four bands every single night of the week, and it's great. There's two levels. Upstairs is sort of like a bar area, and then downstairs there's another bar and a tiny little stage. It sounded great. It was, like, dark with, you know, lots of weird Christmas lights, and it was a little bit sticky, you know. So
the stage bounced a lot.
Yeah, the stage moved a lot.
It was, like, on a trampoline.
It was so fun. It was really cool, yeah.
They have cake, too.
And, yes, they have many different kinds of cake and cupcakes, and they were really nice. Yeah,
well, so
and
do you
I
get?
Because I had a lot of tea, which was really exciting for me. It's probably the most exciting thing that's ever happened at any show. Was that they actually every venue we played on tour had hot tea, which was just like, I don't know, miraculous. Doing up north,
so different in New York.
Yeah, they're so cultured, you know.
Is hot tea like a part of the backstage tour demands?
Yeah, it's on our writer.
Well, have you seen the? Have you ever read the writer for Morrissey's tour? I think it says that you have to have, like, organic Brazilian cheese.
Yeah, that must make him a little smelly on stage.
I was thinking maybe...
if he makes it to the stage. Sorry. Yeah,
well, I think...
Baby Ballright was really cool. This is Hannah I'm speaking now. I'm obsessed with the Savages. And they played the night after us, Baby's All Right. Freaking Savages, man. That band is amazing. I wanted to leave them a note with my home address, but the rest of the band didn't think that was a good move.
Oh, Savages is great. Aren't they doing, like, a residency in New York right now?
Yeah, they're playing, like, a bunch of dates in New York. I think, like, almost 2 weeks or something. Like, yeah, a very long stint there in New York City.
Well, I would love to help them get a show down here.
Yeah, I know, right? Maybe they can play at the Hellraiser house. Can I say
maybe
that on the radio?
Yeah. Well, so what's the deal with the Hellraiser house? I've never been here, but I keep hearing about it.
Cool house. It's probably the last, I think right now it's the only show venue or show house in Greensboro. Everyone else kind of moved out of theirs, and so it's all like, the last, like, I don't know, true DIY space. I don't know. There's other like, really small spaces that, like, my friends put together. But I think this house is the only house right now in Greensboro.
And we practice here, and Maddie lives here, and we do shows a lot here. We all sort of live here.
And wasn't the Hellraiser 3 movie filmed in Greensboro?
Oh, yeah. So it's called Hellraiser House because Hellraiser 3 was filmed in the church that's actually across the street. It sounds crazy, but if you come to this house, you will see a giant church, and that will make a lot of sense to you. It's like, oh yeah, they should film more movies in that church.
And if you're lucky, you will see Pinhead.
I think Motorhead did the theme song for Hellraiser 3, so you guys are just like basically
Whoa.
One degree removed from Motorhead.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. That's awesome. We're one degree away from so many famous bands that we love.
Well, so are there other bands with the same name, Daddy Issues?
Oh, come on, Matt. You know the answer to this question. No, it is the first time anyone's ever asked us. So, yeah, there are several, actually.
Has there been some confusion over that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Has anyone... come to your shows and they've been devastated when they found out that not the other Daddy Issues?
They would be pleasantly surprised, is what you mean to say.
But, well, there you go.
That hasn't happened yet. Surprisingly.
We did play
with a band that played with another Daddy Issues recently. They actually played with them one night in Nashville and then the next night with us in Winston-Salem. So that was interesting for them,
I
guess.
Do you think you guys could meet in the middle and do a battle of the bands kind of thing?
We thought about it.
I want to call it Two Blessed Dad Fest.
I like that. Well, so, I wanted to mention you guys are playing next month at King's with La Luz and the Shivas.
We are so, so excited about that show. Yes, we are playing that show.
And that's March 11th, I believe.
Yeah, March 11th. Hey, man, we're going to get you on the list for that, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you. That's going to be an amazing show because La Luz is awesome and the Shivas are great, too, of course.
Yeah, they're both amazing.
Yeah. It might possibly be the show of the year, but, you know, no pressure or anything like that.
Oh, thanks.
He really wants on the list.
You know, Matt, no, We met at my favorite musician's show, Kai Siegel. And
that's right.
Yeah, well, he waved at me, and in that moment, I thought that I was that was the crowning achievement of my musical career was when Ty Segall waved at me. But in fact, maybe it might be playing with La Luz. We'll see.
Well, that's great. Maybe you'll get to play with Ty Segall and La Luz in the same show one day.
You're crazy.
Maybe you guys could back Ty Segall on his next album, you know.
Oh, jeez. I wish.
Well, so as far as speaking of the band name Daddy Issues, has the name ever, do people ask about the name a lot, or they're like, what does it mean?
Yeah, we're like, oh, Lauren was going to answer, then she decided not to. What does it mean, Lindsay?
I don't know if it actually means anything. I think people, when they see it, they're like, ha, good name. And that's, like, usually the end of it. I mean, we came to that name because our friend that we started the band with initially was like, I've always wanted to have, like, an all-girl band called Daddy Issues. And we're like, all right, well, let's do that. And so she sort of gave us the name, and that was her gift to us.
I feel like I remember there being talks about you guys. It came about because you guys were talking about your breakups and you wanted to be in a band together. And she was like, well, Daddy Issues and, like, ex-boyfriend issues are kind of the same thing. I don't know. That's the only...
I hope not. Probably on some level.
I think I heard maybe Sharon said that. I don't know. Maybe our friend. But that was the only deeper thing we've ever said about
yeah.
the name. That's the only thing I've ever heard.
It's
like,
loaded, but we leave it up to the audience to interpret it for themselves.
Well, I was curious about that because I interviewed a band from San Francisco called Life Stinks, and they said that people either had one reaction, one of two reactions. They either said that's really awesome, or they were like, oh, okay.
Wait, what was the name?
The band's called Life Stinks.
Life Stinks.
Oh.
yeah.
And apparently that bums people out sometimes, so I was curious if maybe the name is ruffled any feathers, but... Maybe not.
It makes me think that Life Stinks makes me think of that stupid sticker that I see everywhere that says life is good. So,
right, right.
Yeah, so I guess I like that because it's like the opposite of life is good. And we all know that life is good all the time. So, yeah, I don't know. Life Stinks. Were they good?
Yeah, they were. They played at the Cave in Chapel Hill.
Oh.
No, it was awesome. I think they played with Flesh Wounds, but yeah.
Ah, Flesh Wounds. Dang, there's so much good music in this part of North Carolina.
Yeah, I was going to mention that it seems like this area in the past couple of years has really blown up as far as really exciting bands.
Yeah. That coincides with your rise, your meteoric rise as a musical researcher, doesn't it?
that's quite a way to describe it. I appreciate that, though. Oh, and I was going to ask about, speaking of all the good bands, you guys are playing at Fuzz Fest in Salem, is that correct?
Yeah.
So many exciting shows coming up.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I don't even know how it's happening. It's just wild.
And I need, like, a calendar just to keep up with all the shows you're playing.
You're telling me.
We'll share our band Google Calendar with you.
Yeah. We'll invite you to our Google Calendar.
Oh, well, good, because otherwise I might have to get a daily planner, you know.
You mean a daddy planner?
that sounds like a whole nother thing, but yeah. Is FuzzFest I was gonna ask you about how FuzzFest is it a brand new festival?
No, this is actually it's fifth year in existence. So it's a 5-year anniversary and it seriously like gets more and more amazing every year. Like last year, XX played and X Cult and I think No Age played last year. And then this year the headliners are Foxygen and XX is playing again. It's just like it gets so amazing every year. So we're really
and I saw one of my favorite current bands, Protomartyr from Detroit, is playing.
Yeah, dude, I know. And freaking Trans Am, crazy. I actually ran into one of the planners today at the Cappy Shop. He was very busy on his cell phone, but yeah.
Well, isn't it kind of like a Is it kind of similar to hopscotch, as in you, like, go back and forth between venues?
It is, yeah. I think there's, like, 3 or 4 different venues, but they're all sort of centrally located in downtown Winston-Salem, so you don't really have to walk very far to get from one venue to another. So it is kind of like hopscotch. And there's
well, that's great.
Like, day parties, yeah, day parties and, like, official shows.
I was also going to mention, aren't you guys playing, is it called Blackbeard's Lost Weekend? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, that's another really amazing festival thing that we get to play. So that's in April as well. And that's kind of like a more like garage psych festival. And that's going to be at the Cave and the Nightlight. And so like the original 45s are playing that one. Let's see who else is on that. Oh, the Spins are doing a reunion.
Whoa.
What's that Bill's going to be there.
Whoa.
Oh, and White Mystery from Chicago is there.
I think they're on it too.
Have you guys seen them before? They're amazing.
Yeah, they're super amazing. And they're really nice.
And Lindsay's other band, the Wyas. I never know if I'm pronouncing it.
Wyas, yeah.
The Wyas. Matt, you need to check them out. Lindsay's other band, the Wyas. They're really, really
No, they're great. I played them on the show before. The song 69, I think, is that what it's called?
So good. I love it.
Did I get the song title right?
Yeah, I nailed it.
Yeah, yeah, Wyas are great. I actually been meaning to see Wyas hopefully soon in the future.
Welcome to Blackbeard's. Arrgh.
Oh, that's the plan, definitely. I'm going to take off some vacation time to go to all these festivals you're playing.
Yeah, me too. But I don't have a job right now, so it's cool. But.
Well, there you go. Well, so are you guys, I know you guys have covered What a Way to Die in the past by the Pleasure Seekers,
which
is a classic 60s garage song. But is there any plans for any other cover songs in the future?
Not currently. Our new thing is that we need to write more songs of our own before we can learn new covers. But we basically want to cover, like, every song on Girls in the Garage. Do you know that compilation?
I do. It's definitely great stuff on it.
Yeah, we want to cover, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'd like to cover some Steely Dan.
Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Steely Top. Yeah.
Well, there's a...
Supertramp.
No.
Well, there's a...
What do you want to hear us cover, Matt Dunn?
You knew it was coming, right?
Yeah, tell me.
There's a band from the 80s called the Pandoras.
Oh, I just got that record in Detroit when I was there for Christmas.
Yeah, there's a song called It's About Time. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I got really excited because I've been listening to that record like a lot recently.
It's an amazing song. And I think you guys would do a pretty awesome cover of that.
We should consider that, band.
Yeah, we'll take it into consideration.
Awesome. And as far as local North Carolina venues, like, where's your favorite place to play?
The Garage. I freaking love The Garage in Winston-Salem with Tucker Tharp and Ian Butera. They're my favorite people, hands down. This is Hannah.
What's up, Tucker?
I love them. They're so good to their bands. They're super sweet. Everybody there is very professional. The sound is amazing. They promote the hell out of their shows. It's great. That's my favorite place. Anybody else?
I love Kings and The Cave. Those are probably my 2 favorites. The Cave always just feels really like home, and King sounds amazing, and everybody's super nice there.
Oh, that's a great place, definitely. All the places you mentioned are great.
Where's your favorite venue, Matt?
Probably King's. I mean, I think King's is just I just like the setup there, and also the Cave is pretty awesome too. So I think you guys kind of nailed it with those choices.
And honestly, when we played King's, I really sort of had no concept of how many people were in the audience when we were on stage, but when I got off stage and walked around to watch Ghost Blondes, I could not really believe how many people were there. I mean, it was packed. Like, it definitely felt like a very large, legit venue, and I think I would have been nervous if I were able to see how many people were actually at that show before we played.
That was the Towers release show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah, did you guys, was that the biggest show you guys have ever played?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest show we've ever played, and then probably Hopscotch being a close second after that.
Well, what show have you guys been the most nervous to play so far?
Oh, yeah.
The most nervous.
The most nervous.
We don't, like, no get nervous. No, I'm just kidding.
You never get nervous at all.
Yeah, we do get nervous.
Yeah.
It's really random.
I was pretty nervous to play that King show just because it was like, you know, we're used to playing kind of like more, you know, just smaller, more intimate venues, I think. And that was like, we were on a stage. It was like, you know, very professional. And so when people know what they're doing, I tend to get a little nervous.
Right. Well, do you guys do vocal warm-ups like, you know, like Mariah Carey does backstage before a show?
Yeah, we just, like, diva out backstage.
Yeah,
we do theater vocal warm-ups. Like, let's do a couple for Matt. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Oh, let's do the blood. Oh, red blood, bad blood, new blood. Red blood, bad blood. No, good blood. Red blood, yellow blood. Good blood,
bad blood, red blood, blue blood, good blood, black blood.
We chant wiki things before
everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's great. That's great. Is that
going to
be on the new EP at all?
Yeah, that's it. It's a hidden track. We've got 20
that's
minutes.
That's the whole EP.
The bonus track.
If you wait 17 minutes and 36 and a half seconds after the last song, then you'll hear our vocal warm-up.
It's a 20-minute cassette, so there's only 3 minutes of song.
Well, I feel like the bonus track is kind of a lost art these days. I mean, people haven't really been doing that as much lately, have they?
I don't know, man. Beach House did it on Bloom, which is a 2013 album.
Okay, that's pretty current.
Oh, actually, this band from Tulsa, Oklahoma called the Daddios did a secret track on their cassette, which was awesome.
No relation.
No relation.
The Daddy-O's.
Well, so the new EP, is it going to be on cassette? I don't remember if you said that already.
Yeah, cassette.
Yeah, cassette and digital.
That's great. And so where can people go if they want to hear your music online?
They can go to our Bandcamp, and then on February 14th, it'll be released, I believe, on SoundCloud through Negative Fun. So if you just kind of keep up with Negative Fun's website, it'll show you how to find our new music.
Well, so will there be any street vendors selling illegal bootlegs of the new EP when it comes out?
We hope so.
How would you react to a bootleg? Because the reason I ask is I know Danzig refuses to sign bootlegs, so would you guys autograph a Daddy Issues bootleg?
I'd be so flattered.
I think it's such an honor that anybody wanted to, like, duplicate our music and share it with people, that we would be, like, I would be psyched about it.
We have a guy who comes to our shows in Greensboro who asks for autographs every single time we play. And he has, like, this old point-and-shoot camera from, like, 1987 that hardly works. And he's always taking selfies of us with him, with it. But then he wants to take, like, 15 because he never knows what the photos look like because it's not one of those cameras that you can, like, see the picture after you take it. It's pretty
right.
So he's really nice.
He's a great guy.
So is this going to be part of a documentary maybe?
Yeah, are you going to make it? Are you going to film it?
Sure, why not? What would be the main scandal if there was a Daddy Issues documentary?
There's so many.
Well, because you know about...
It would be a really confusing documentary to watch. There'd be, like, 8 plots going on at once and people dying. And it would be like a soap opera, really.
Yeah. What would be the love interest? Who would be the love interest?
All of us.
Matt Dunn.
Well, what about the... Like, I know the Fleetwood Mac Behind the Music I watched, and that was pretty scandalous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Unfortunately, none of us have partnered up with each other, though. So
that we're going to talk about.
Or much less behind each other's backs, right?
Yeah, maybe. We
just wait 20 years. It'll all come out.
We'll have to wait. Do you think there'd be a title for the Daddy Issues documentary?
A what?
A title?
Like Sex on the Beach, the daddy issue story?
No, you're getting into VH1 territory. So.
Yeah, that might be. It's too soon for that, I guess.
Hey, No Love says hello. They're here playing a show, actually, in Maddie's living room, and they wanted us to make sure that we told you hello from them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Seth will be my new co-host starting on February the 18th, so I'm excited about that.
Awesome! Yay!
Yeah, so, well, thanks for talking to us today on Little Wally Radio.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are actually the first band that I've interviewed twice, so that'll go down in the record books.
Matt, you're our favorite. We love you.
Well, thank you. Remember that when you're making the guest list, you know.
Yeah. You're on every guest list for every show from now on, always.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to hold you to that, definitely.